AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is facing a no-confidence vote that could oust him from power. Johnson recently struggled to turn the page on revelations that he and his staff repeatedly held boozy parties that flouted the coronavirus restrictions they imposed in Britain on others. Still, most political observers think that Johnson will defeat the challenge and remain prime minister. Speaking to the AP at Normandy Beach on the anniversary of the D-Day attack during World War II, the chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, says the U.S. and allied countries will keep providing significant support to Ukraine.
If you have aggression left unanswered leads to further aggression. What we're seeing in Ukraine is aggression. In this case, it's not left unanswered.
Milley says it's out of respect for the legacy of D-Day soldiers.
What's happened here is an open, unambiguous act of aggression. It is widely considered to be illegal. It is widely considered to undermine the rules that these dead here at Omaha Beach, at the cemetery at Colville, Samaria, died for. They died for something. They died for that order to be put in place so that we would have a better peace.
New Yorkers under the age of 21 will be prohibited from buying semi-automatic rifles under a new law signed today by Governor Kathy Hochul.
When we see loopholes, we close them. When we see laws that need to be strengthened, we strengthen them. And if anyone tries to evade our laws, we stop them. Because this is a moment of reckoning for us as New Yorkers and as Americans.
The bill in New York was signed after a mass shooting in Buffalo and other shootings around the country. The Supreme Court declined to hear an appeal from Mark and Patricia McCloskey, the husband and wife attorneys, whose law licenses were placed on probation for pointing guns at racial injustice protesters outside their St. Louis mansion in 2020. Mark McCloskey is among several Republicans running for the Senate in Missouri's August primary. This is AP News. First Lady Jill Biden helped unveil a postage stamp honoring former First Lady Nancy Reagan.
Not only was the audience pleased as the stamp was revealed, the First Lady loved it too.
Isn't the stamp just beautiful?
At the White House ceremony, Jill Biden said First Lady Nancy Reagan served the American people with grace.
She understood that the role of First Lady came with inherent pitfalls and scrutiny.
The issuance of the Forever First Class stamp bearing Nancy Reagan's image is part of a year-long celebration of the former First Lady's centennial by the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute. I'm Shelley Adler.
Phil Mickelson is joining the field for the first event of a Saudi-funded rival league to the PGA Tour after a four-month absence from golf. The six-time major winner has not played since he made controversial comments about the breakaway series. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.